What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Wasted Attention. Today, I am sitting with Ivan on my left.
Hello.
JD on my right.
What's up?
They wanted to get together today and do a review on the new Tool. I know that they've been really, really looking forward to doing this. They've been telling me to do all sorts of research this entire week. So I'm just going to go ahead and start, if that's okay with you guys.
Hey, it's okay. Your show. I'm just here.
So I went ahead and I bought this hammer. I was really hoping...
Wait. We met the band Tool.
Not... Are you talking about fucking Fear Inoculum?
Are you fucking with us right now?
No, you guys said I want to talk new Tool. So I went out and got a new Tool.
So what'd you do with it?
Well, I went around and I started hammering things. Like if there was like nails that were sticking out, I just kind of popped them in.
Well, at least things are safe now.
It's true.
The kids won't get hung up on a...
It's true.
You just got random nails sticking out everywhere?
I do. Yeah, have you not been to my basement? You can't see around here, but...
This rape
basement? Yeah, rape basement. But this is a Stanley 310B. 7.5 out of 10 would recommend. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, after that terrible bit... Dad jokes, man. We are Wasted Attention, and today we're going to do a track-by-track review of the new Tool album, Fear Inoculum. There's been a lot of mixed comments, at least on this panel, versus what's online. So I'm looking forward to just kind of diving in here, guys. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
I just want you to know, going into this, I feel very sad.
Why do you feel sad?
I don't know. I've never felt this sad before. I don't know. But please proceed.
Please proceed. Before we do get into the album, though, you have a little gift for us, though, at the end of the episode.
Yeah. Remind me at the end.
Remind you at the end? You don't want to tell anybody what it is now?
No. Otherwise, they're not going to listen to the rest of this episode.
Okay. That's fair game. Okay. Well,
if I tell them, they're just going to be like, fuck the rest of this.
All right, guys. First track, Fear Inoculum. Jake, why don't you?
I'm not going first. No.
You know, you're not?
You go first. You go first.
Here's the thing about the track thing, though. Are we going like actual song tracks or those little fillers?
I did everything.
Because I skip fillers, dude. Those, it's like, dude, the songs themselves are full of fillers. I don't want to listen to anything extra.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I could easily leave mine out, you know.
I mean, by all means.
Well, we did talk about the Slipknot fillers.
We did. Well,
but I did give it two different scores, though. They weren't very high. Either one, but.
Well, I'll jump in. Fear Inoculum, the title track. This was one that I really, really liked. Initially, it was the first song I heard, and I did not like it at all. I remember coming to you guys being like, man, they put out that first track. There's no bite to it. It doesn't progress enough for me. It doesn't get that, oh. But to be fair, I listened to this album 4 times to get the full effect of it, and I do like this song a lot.
You know what's crazy? That's 6 hours of your life. If you put it to like paper.
Yeah. I'll never get that back, Maynard. Thank you. Like I said before, I was originally upset that it didn't have more bite, but I understand the bite that it did have because it fit with the song.
It's interesting.
It was an interesting song.
I must have got bit by something that had no teeth.
No. Going into Ivan.
All right, hold on. I want to know what your guys' experience with Tool are up to this point. When did you first hear Tool?
I first heard Tool back in like 95, and that was just because of my cousins. They liked them a lot, and... I would consider myself a casual Tool fan up until about 2010. And 2010 is when I really dove right into them and got into the deep tracks just because my wife was into them. So right now, I still would consider myself a casual fan.
Okay.
I, too, in the 90s, I had to look back at see what the songs were because titles.
Hey.
Sober.
Yeah.
Sober. I remember Sober when I was younger, so...
For me,
stuff.
Yeah, it's probably the same. The earliest memory I have is the Sober video, just like on MTV and shit. So they've been around since I've been like 6 or 7. So think about that shit.
That is crazy.
And this is what, the 5th album?
Yeah, number 5.
That's crazy.
Number 5.
In 25 years, that's pretty crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
This is the only band I could say like you kind of need context for. I don't think this is an album for everybody. I definitely don't think it's for even... They even made it for most Tool fans. You're either fucking in it or you're not. And...
Do you think it's a good comeback album?
again. No, I don't think it's a good comeback.
I don't either.
But they've always kind of done their own thing, and a part of me admires that they just did whatever they wanted to do. Because I think after 13 years, I don't think anything would have been okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's always going to be that unfair pressure. Like, I'm surprised they actually came back, because I think this will be the last thing they ever do.
Yeah.
As a band, especially if it took this long to get to this point.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is their, like, even in some of the lyrics, like, I think this is like their swan song.
Hmm.
I just don't think all of them were in that, like they were fucking even on 10,000 days. I think they're just past that. They just want to do what they want to do. And it's not heavy to be heavy anymore. It's not, I don't know. I can't completely place them anywhere yet. And I've listened to it quite a few times. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I know. You've been into it, man. All week we've been talking. Yeah, you've been listening to it.
So. I told you I'm fucked up. I don't know what to think, dude.
Well, the first track. Did you like the first track?
I do.
Yeah?
I do.
Okay. So we're on board with that. You, Snooze Fest? Yeah? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I do want to mention that the vocals in this song were really interesting.
I think so, too.
Yeah. It's pretty.
How so?
He sings higher than I'm used to, and I don't know if it's just because that's how long it's been since I've heard something.
It's because it's been how long it's been.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, like, everything sounds the same, just longer. It seems like they dragged a lot of stuff out, and like it's the same thing playing.
But that okay, that's part I want to touch on, because I think even if you go back like an album or two, even in Lateralis, they play these riffs so fucking many times that it just gets ingrained in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like it.
But what was the length? The track length?
They're all pretty long. Mm-hmm. Like usually maybe a little bit closer to eight to ten.
Right.
Nothing but a lot of them.
Was there something catchy about it?
There's definitely more to them. Yeah, I'll get. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
There's more like, that bite.
Yeah.
It's lacking in this one for me.
Yeah. To me, I get what you mean. I understand. Like this, I feel like they add like an extra 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't pick up where it needs to. Mm-hmm. There's too many songs like this in a row on this album.
Yep.
And I don't think it works for most listeners. You're either willing to go on that trip or you're not. And I don't think if you don't have the patience, like if you, that's why I said, like, I'd rather you guys start from Undertow and work your way forward. Cause I think this is just, it's, I think you need context. Cause if you're not real, at least well versed in Lateralis or fucking 10,000 days, I think it's for sure going over your head. I don't think there's going to be, even then, I don't think this is the album for you guys, which is weird.
Hmm. You know, I'm kind of a simpleton when it comes to music. Like, as much as the progressive music that I do like, admittedly, I do like Dream Theater, for example, I feel like you get the results quicker. I felt this album, I wrote in my notes that this album was a cat. Like, you have to, like, work your way for its affection, and you have to work your way to get that payoff. In a lot of my notes here, the payoff for me was 8.5 minutes in on one, 11 minutes on the next one. Like you said, it's a trip that you have to be willing to take. You just can't put on a song and boom, you're into it. Like liking straight up thrash music, it's fed to me directly. I'm not having to wait for it to get that point.
Yeah, it's like I said, I just think the riffs, they'll repeat, and it's just like you get locked into this, to that rhythm, and then that's when they start fucking with you. That's when like Danny Carey will start doing those accents and shit.
He did a fantastic job on this to make things sound different.
Yeah,
because if it wasn't for that, it'd be a lot more boring.
Because I think, like I said, maybe I was talking to you or Red. I think Adam Jones just fucking leaves like the lines and like they paint in and out of them. You know what I mean? Like they'll set up this time. And then Danny Carey will fuck with it, and then Maynard will fuck with it on top of that, and the bass player does his thing. It's all bits and pieces. It's not like any rock band you ever heard, really.
That's true.
You know, that's the best way I can try and sell somebody on Tool.
If there's something that I would have to say it's not, and it's a very specific demographic, but the problem is I don't even think you even know what demographic is going to appeal to. It's just if it hits you.
The crazy thing, I don't even know if this appeals to most Tool fans.
Yeah.
Because I think even the ones that are hardcore, like, yeah, it's not their best, but it's meh at least.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I talked to my brother-in-law, who's a huge fucking Tool fan, and he, the second day, was like, nope, not feeling it.
Yeah.
Not feeling it at all. So, interesting.
I don't know.
Let's move on. Second track, one of my most favorites off the album, Pneuma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pneuma.
Yeah.
Pneuma.
Yeah. No? Still no, huh?
No.
So, even though, going back to what I said before, it takes a while to get that payoff. In this song, But like 3 minutes in, you get that.
I didn't care, dude. No, it was already at too long at that point. Yeah. I was literally because I'm like my first listen to. I was driving.
Yeah.
Right. I had to take my eyes off the road to skip some shit in my head. That's how, dude. Like I'm just like, okay, same thing. It's the same thing. All right, let me go back a little bit. Same thing. There it is. Now back to the same thing again. Jesus Christ. How, like, I don't want to sit there and have to skip, like, go through the bullshit. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
I was trying to think. I was trying to think of a way to, like, kind of describe it. I don't know. I was trying to, like, relate it to movie terms. I forget off the top of my head. I'll have to see if I can remember.
Even then, in a movie, at least you're watching something interesting while it's in the background.
True. It's like, no interest in this. Trying to think, man. I don't know. I got nothing.
You know, you could buy the deluxe album edition, Ivan, for $41.99 at your local retailer, where you have the 2-inch rechargeable screen that shows you all the different shapes and colors and stuff. Ooh. It does not come with a sheet of acid, though.
Is it the same thing that plays during Spotify? Because I'd rather do that.
Probably. I'm sure it is, right? I don't know. Shit.
That'd be right.
I don't know. I put in my notes it was close to classic sounding Tool. I love the way that it actually opened up, like as I said, that whole open
notes. Something about that just catchy to me. Mm-hmm. And then when he slows it, it sounds so stupid. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, it just hit me okay.
I don't know, man. All that chorus. Now we're getting into the lyrics, though. We are born of one breath, man.
Dude, like, I'm telling you, he's just on this, like, this trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's trying to explain it. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not a lyric guy.
Getting outside of himself. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
When I was younger, me and my cousin went to a theme park, and we got on the log ride, okay? This is that log ride. We were going in this log ride, and it sucked so bad. I jumped off the log ride and climbed their fence to get out of there. This was the log ride.
Jesus Christ.
I ripped my shorts climbing over that fence. Really? I was so pissed.
Was it just because you were bored on the log? Like, you just didn't want to deal with it?
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. Like, usually there's, like, you go down and splash. Like, yeah. This thing's like... It's like, no.
You know, that water is always murky. You ever notice that, like, on log rides? It's disgusting. Like, we went to Disney last year. We went on that log ride. And I was like, this water, this murky-ass black and purple water, everybody's like, like, yeah, exactly. It's nasty. I don't know. Plus, they smell too. Those seats are all like mildewy.
Why are you
smelling
the seats?
Well, yeah, you don't. I'm not like
first things like.
No,
nope.
You could smell it like resonating. Like we went to
Vet and fat people farts.
Could be. It's well, it wasn't really that much of an exciting ride for any excretement of fluids, you know. But no, we went on this like underground cave tour in Kentucky. It was really cool. It was a big lime quarry that they just filled with like millions of gallons of water. And so you got to go in there, and it was all cool, and they're just showing you all, like, the different, like, places that they mined. I could not take my mind off of the helmet that I was wearing or the actual life vest that they made you wear. It was, like, covered in mold, and you could smell it. Like, it smelled like if you left a towel in your room for, like, a week. And it sucked. And, like, I'm really sensitive about smells like that. And I'm like, all these Google reviews, people are like, oh, it's the most excellent time ever. Visually, it was crazy.
Didn't give a shit.
They didn't give a shit. And maybe
you're
it's
like,
just me. I'm just too pretty for stuff like that, I guess. I don't know, man.
Like, I brought my own helmet. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was disgusting. Oh, it was horrible. No. All right, so here we go. Our first filler track. Who wants to even pronounce that?
Oh, I looked it up, but let me see the reading. Give me
if you could read my writing.
Hold on. It's, hold on.
Number 3.
Litany contre la pluie.
Thank you. Duck LaRange.
I looked it up. I played it like 15 times on Google Translate.
It didn't do anything for me at all. Not one thing.
Well, I was hard on Slipknot, so I the only thing about this one, like, my idea was like managed to sit in there and they gave him like a fucking what do they call that? Is that
theremin?
Is that what it is, or is it okay? He's like, hey Adam, come here, check this out, and he's like, and Adam was like, he's like, oh, that's pretty cool, man. We should record that. And then they did. And then we got this.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you're maybe you're not in the right mind.
Maybe this is all just to fuck with people.
Could be.
I don't know, man.
Would you put it past Maynard to do something?
I would
like
not
that?
Put it past Maynard. I would not put anything past Maynard. But I'm on Maynard's dick. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
He admits
he's gonna fucking like get you in a chokehold.
I was like, thank you, sir. Remember, we are one breath.
Stupid. I'm assuming you have nothing to add to that. Okay.
They should have just left it off.
Yeah. You could have.
Or
honestly.
Threw it in the beginning because it's just more of the same.
Could be. Invincible.
What do you got?
You looking at me first?
Yeah,
you want me to go?
Yeah, I want you to go.
So I put, after 6 minutes, that real hard choppy tool came in, and that was something that made me comfortable. Again, I wrote Cat Song.
It's one of these things where like the parts that do pick up are so fucking deeply embedded in the songs that it's hard. Like for me, even listening to this as much as I did, I can't even totally tell what parts are where, if I'm being perfectly honest with you.
You're just so into it that it's hard to distinguish anything.
Well, anytime an album could be summed up as one song or like that's the idea, I'm automatically kind of turned off a little bit because I don't need that. And it's got to be very specific. I don't know. Like the Ocean's Plagial is completely different to me. It was all written to be one track, but it goes from here to there. It's not, everything isn't considered like, I don't know. It's just, it's too much of this in one album for me.
I gotcha. It's kind of overboard. I did put at the 10-minute mark is when I was really digging it because that double bass came in. It was all
is that where
nice.
It's at?
Yeah, okay. All smudgy.
Slap that up real quick.
Slap it up.
I can't even follow right now because I don't even remember this one.
Dun, 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 dun. You think it's on YouTube?
Probably.
Gotta be, right?
Yeah. Don't go to the 12-foot Ninja Invincible. That's a good one, though, too. I like 12-foot Ninja.
Are they 12-foot?
No.
Are they ninjas?
They're Australian.
Oi.
Yeah, oi. Yeah.
So, like, none of the above? Ads, sorry.
Ads.
See, they even got the French, like, ads in front of it. You said 10 minutes, huh?
Yeah, I put 10-minute mark.
When they do those triplet riffs, man, like that's classic to me. Dun, 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 dun. See, he does this for like two or three minutes,
okay.
Yep. I think.
If they would start off the song this way, yeah, and keep the song at the 3 or 4 minute, yeah.
That's nasty. It's muddy.
See, they take it and they just play every fucking possible way off of it.
Right. That's true. You've nailed it.
That's Tool in a nutshell,
yep.
Man.
That's the end of our review. Thanks for checking us out. Honest to God, though.
Because then, like I said, Danny Carey fucks with the beats underneath it.
Yep.
You got fucking... This is the one album that I didn't hear too much from Justin Chancellor, the bass player. Mm-hmm. Usually he's driving the fucking songs.
Right.
Him and fucking Carey. This one, I don't know. It's just all like... Okay. I heard something earlier when I was driving the way here. There's a lot of synthy kind of parts. It almost reminds me of this 80s surge.
Yep. Yeah.
So maybe they're just like, fuck it. Let's just get trippy, man. I don't know.
Yeah. And it was trippy. It was more jam bandy, but it's Tool, though. So you feel like it's top tier automatically. I don't know. That last part, but that's...
See, if this song would have started off and then kind of branched off of that and been like 4 minutes long...
Yeah. I get you.
But no, I can't. Yeah. I can't wait 10 minutes for that.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
You want your results? I know what I want, and I want it now.
Yeah, you guys gotta go back and check out Undertow because I'm real curious what you guys will think.
That's the most metal.
Well,
yeah, that's what I'm
I think
most
you'll really
with.
Fucking dig with it.
All right, next week that's a retro review.
I did go back and listen to it just to brush up on it and like,
because it's still got the long songs, but it's more the most metal they are. And then Anima, after that, is where you kind of start to get these long, drawn-out intros. But it's the fucking pickups are so crazy.
There's something to draw you in.
So
this one, you're just like,
okay. Interesting.
I see what you're doing.
Cool.
And it's still going.
Pronounce this next one for me there, JD.
Let me see it.
Omelette du fromage.
Duck LaRange. This is what we keep talking about.
Legion Inoculant. Is this one of those?
This is the filler again.
Filler again.
Yeah,
I don't
filler.
Remember anything about this one.
No, you know what? It's again. I wrote once again. Does not add anything. For Tool being Tool, I was really disappointed with these filler tracks. I expected some real freaky out there kind of stuff, but it just.
How many? I'm gonna.
I'm, I'm going to keep doing research. I'm going to dive into this. I wonder if there's like a Da Vinci Code to this fucking album.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? You have to put all the CD booklets together and it comes out.
Well,
I'm going to go
Tom Hanks on this one. I'm going to be searching for a few weeks for you guys.
You got them all out. You're like, New Perfect Circle 2022? People knocking at the door.
Throughout the few weeks, his hair is going to be like down to his knees. He's going to have like a full-blown beard. Yes. Going. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, the little red things, you know, like with the pictures, like when you're trying to piece together a theory. People have
the strings.
Like yeah, the strings. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That'd be him, yeah.
So what was the next one?
Descending. I had put in there that it reminds me a little bit of the ending riff from 46 and 2.
At the end?
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, dude, they do that a lot.
Yeah.
That fucking off time, like, dun, dun, dun. No. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I got you.
This is that bonus track we were talking about earlier.
I wish I could just skip these ads.
So you could by subscribing to YouTube Premium.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. As much as I hate them, I don't feel like I could give this to YouTube.
No.
I don't know why. I hate them so much.
Mm. No. And YouTube's like, you know what? If you don't like commercials, well, fuck you. Here's two of them. 15 seconds each. Like, what the hell is this shit?
Yeah. I don't know, man. There's something soothing about it. Like, to me, this album is more like a mantra or like maybe like I don't want to say chant, but there's something surreal to it. It's like almost like a different type of music.
Yeah.
So it's weird to me.
It's deep. It puts you in a different spot, man.
Yeah, asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, and you get to the middle part. Yeah.
See,
I like that.
They need more of this and less weight.
Yeah.
It's like if you want to do that little tidbits, cool. Yeah. Don't have that a 5-minute tidbit. Do like a 30-second tidbit and then go back in it. Because if you start off that way and then go back like 30 seconds at how you started, the track started, and then boom, that's cool.
Yeah. I agree.
It was.
It just doesn't pay off like the other ones.
No, man, I was so relaxed. I was on my lunch break in my car, jamming on this song, and I was just like, had my eyes closed. You know, the wind was all nice, was cool.
He fell asleep.
Close, but he was late. Falling isn't flying. Floating isn't infinite. It's like, oh, it's out there. It's trippy.
Well, there's. I was looking at the lyrics earlier too. I think it has a lot to do with what's going on.
Are they just inspirational memes?
Might as well. There you go. Start making them.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know. But I dug this one too. It's weird because we've all been talking separately, even before this, saying, "Ah, it's garbage. You put me to sleep. Whatever." And I'm still like kind of on the cusp. Like I agree 100% with
everything
you said.
This is something you got to sit the fuck down and just listen to it, or maybe just not even listen to it. Just have it in the background of stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not. If you look, there's no energy to it.
This isn't something that I could sit down and listen to.
Yeah.
But if we're at a party,
it's going on in the background.
It could fit.
I could totally see being like, "Oh, that one part, dude, that part was awesome."
You gotta, you gotta have the stuff kind of come at you. If you're looking for something, like you're not gonna find it. Like, it's like I tell you guys, like back in the day, like if I was like scoping out an album, I would just play it like Madden, turn the volume down, and then just blast the
music.
That's how I used to. And then like the parts would kind of catch you. I wasn't fucking over analyzing everything, and there'll be parts in here, but I still don't think at best like you guys are probably still gonna be meh, even if you catch anything.
There's parts that I was a lot of meh, but there was also a lot that hit me, and I think it's when it picks up. I appreciate the slowness and the hot.
To me, good Tool is like a Tarantino movie. There's gonna be a bunch of long fucking shit. It might be out of order. It's all about the little. If you're either into that character development, the back and forth leading up to the fucking final battle, you know, hopefully it pays off for you. I don't know.
Yeah,
that's the best way I could probably put it.
Maybe they should have did the Tarantino where it was reversed, where you see
the
event.
Different parts or something.
You see the event, and then you see how it came up to it afterward.
Yeah, could be interesting.
That would have been a lot better.
Yeah.
I just watched Jackie Brown the other day. That's a good movie. You guys like Jackie Brown?
I never saw that one.
I don't think I've ever seen it in its entirety.
It's on Netflix. It was good. I enjoyed it. I rented it one time by accident. I was like younger, obviously, and I can't remember what I was trying to rent. I think it was Stand By Me. Remember Stand By Me?
With
the 80s movie?
The four kids?
They're going to be calling me the Batman. Oh,
yeah.
I'm thinking Lean On Me.
No, not Lean On Me. Like where they like Harvey Keitel's the badass brother. And they found that kid. The whole search was they were going to find this kid that was hit by a train.
Yeah.
So they could go poke the body.
Y'all
want
to see a dead body?
Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss, man. But I went to rent that. Even though that was an R-rated movie, it was a different R-rated movie because it's an 80s R-rated movie. So you're just saying fuck every once in a while. It's not like now.
But are there a lot of boobs?
No, there were no boobs in this movie.
Because a lot of 80s movies had a lot of boobs.
They did. They really did. Even in the G ones for no reason. Just mandatory breast shot. No, but Jackie Brown was on the tape, and I didn't tell my mom about it. So I actually watched it. I was like, man, this movie's crazy. Like Harvey Keitel was like giving it to a girl like on a sink in the kitchen.
I don't know if I'm ready to see Harvey Keitel giving it to anybody. You know what I mean?
Not even like 25 years ago?
Not even 25 years ago. It's crazy.
I watched Monkey Trouble, too, this week.
Monkey Trouble?
Yeah, like, speaking of Harvey Keitel. No, not Monkey Bone. Monkey Bone was great,
though. I was thinking about Monkey Bone the other day, too. I was like, maybe it's because I was listening to Tool. I was just like, all the random shit.
Man, dude. Brendan Fraser, dude.
He's in
Top
The
tier.
Affair, the show that Chrissy's watching.
Is he really?
Like this weird guard.
How does he look, man? Does he look good?
I wouldn't say great.
Yeah.
He looks like Brendan Fraser, but sadder.
Oh, I know he had a lot of stuff going on with him, though, personally. And everybody, all the memes are jumping
Remember
on
when
him
he was kind of like, they tried to make him like a sexy kind of like action hero in The Mummy and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
I thought he was good looking. Yeah. Yeah.
He's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was always like pretty in shape.
Yeah, suave. Encino Man, he was fucking ripped.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. Radmobile, man.
Radmobile.
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 God damn.
Gonzagas.
Yeah. We should do a Brendan Fraser appreciation episode.
Fuck it.
Might as well. I just watched all the Mummies again. Those are in my my wife and I were arguing about top 20 movies. In the time, my top 20 movies of all time, that original Mummy trilogy would be in there.
Even the third one?
Even the third one.
Even the third one.
Yeah.
The one with Jet Li?
Yeah. Not any of the Walmart ones. Like there was like five of them that were Walmart exclusives that came out after that.
Hmm. But they are. I do like them.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I watched
first one's
a couple
classic.
Of them with Cyan not long ago.
They're sweet. Yeah, they're good movies to watch with like your younger kids like that are obviously like probably over than five because there's some pop-out stuff, but it wasn't like intense. Did you guys see the Tom Cruise one?
No, yeah, I haven't watched. They were going to make a whole fucking Universal Monsters universe off of that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the plan until it did so fucking terrible.
It did terrible? I remember kind of seeing in the trailer when Tom Cruise was in the plane. And then the mummy got all like kooky, and then like the plane had to crash. It looked all cool.
Didn't Wes Craven do that Dracula 2000? And they have him like in a plane trying to go somewhere, and they're trying to unlock the tomb or something.
I don't remember anything about that movie. I remember the box, and I remember that Pantera's "Don't
avoid
Steal the Light"
the light.
Or "Void the Light." Avoid the Light. Yeah,
that's a badass song. The soundtrack's the best part of that.
Hell yeah,
that movie.
90 soundtrack.
I can't remember anything about that movie either.
It doesn't matter. There's nothing. Gerard Butler's in it. He's the vampire.
Really, really?
Yeah.
What happened to Gerard Butler anyway?
He does all those "Something Has Fallen" movies.
Yeah.
I know because I've seen 50,000 fucking blah 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 has fallen ads on these fucking YouTube videos.
Thanks, YouTube.
Looks good.
It's like I get it, man.
Yeah, you into those?
Yep.
Yeah.
I always wanted to watch them. I never did.
What was the movie?
You haven't seen any of them?
None of them.
I haven't seen any of them either.
Good.
I think the last movie I saw with him was he was the cop, and it was was like dealing with the informant, and then he was like in prison and stuff.
Is there one where he was chasing down Jennifer Aniston?
Yes,
or something? That's probably the last one I saw. The Bounty Hunter.
Here. Yeah, that's what it was.
There you go.
But I'm trying to think of what that movie was I'm talking about because he was stabbing a guy to one of the Deftones song off the first album. It was in that movie.
Oh, you're talking law-abiding citizen.
Law-abiding citizen.
Okay, he wasn't chasing anybody. He was being chased.
He was being chased. Yeah, that's how
I was thinking that,
been.
But I was like, no, that can't be what he's talking about. Yeah. It was with Jamie Foxx.
You have to understand with Animal Facts, it's about 25% right.
Wasted attention, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
we
true.
We get on track.
Yes, we do. Law-abiding citizen. Okay. 2009. Culling Voices.
I like this one.
I don't even remember this one.
This one, maybe it's just the way Maynard sings, but it's fucking weird. It's one of them chanting ones, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they all chanting ones?
Pretty much.
Yeah, come on. Some of them had more.
Culling
of it.
Voices reaction. I don't think I need to see that guy's reaction.
Yeah, why would you want to watch any reaction of any Tool review?
It's probably got a lot of build up. It reminds me of something here, but I can't think.
It reminds me of Opeth.
I was going to say Blink-182. He took her out. It was a Friday night.
Wasn't feeling right.
It's just weird to me. Maybe I'm in these weird moods nowadays, though.
Could be.
Or maybe I'm just fucking out of my mind stone. I don't know. From somehow. I wasn't even high when I was listening to this.
Maybe it like made you feel that way.
Yeah.
No, no.
Oh, when you're high about like 4 years old, what are you going to do? You know what I mean? It warps your mind a little bit.
Go to the 7-minute mark.
How long does this go on for?
A long time. Because
it's good. Oh, there you go.
This is when the Tool formula kicks in. Yeah.
See, this is another one where if they had about 2 minutes of that beginning,
yeah,
I could deal with 2 minutes of that because it's going to bring me up to this, not how much longer later.
Yeah. When I clicked on it, it was 7 minutes. Yeah.
That's why I put our little notes in there.
Up until you get to Tempest, that might be the heaviest part.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
I think.
I don't know that Numa, though.
It's really all there.
Oh, that's... Yeah, but I think that's more like a
slower one. I think Numa's overrated. I think it's highly overrated.
What is this album? Numa, yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just a sucker for that groove. I know, and it's simple. You know, you look at Drag the Waters from Pantera. Dan-an. Mm-hmm. This is the more simple.
But you can't even compare that.
You can't. I'm just thinking of a real simple riff that, but it hits differently though.
Yeah.
Drag the Waters was that, rah! But whereas Numa, you're just like kind of getting like pushed down this hallway and you finally get that, you were working for it.
It's like I said, it's like Blue Balls, man. They edge you until you fucking like, until they do something.
It's true.
It's like, you know what? I don't even want to finish right now.
Yeah. See, like, yeah, I just, yeah. I don't know.
Heated altercations we've never had, so I'm told, yet guided by them all, every single one. It's deep, man.
Dude, like, I think that's just that whole everybody's shitting on everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't even know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I was going to write these lyrics down. I should have.
I'm surprised you didn't.
That was probably going to be part of what I was talking about, but yeah. I was just like, man, I feel like I'm going to go off on a whole fucking other thing. I'm not prepared for that.
Yeah, I don't have battery power. Not enough lights.
Yeah. The lyrics needed their own breakdown.
It's true.
To be honest with you.
If anybody's lucky enough to get Maynard, I don't feel like you're going to get the same answer twice.
I think that, yeah, the whole point is to do that shit.
Yeah. He's a good guy for that. This is... I was like, I don't even know what to write about this next song. This chocolate chip trip.
It was an interesting for a drum solo. I was like,
The drums obviously were the best part of that. Like the actual drums, not the electronics. Yeah. The electronics were just weird. Like if it made me feel like if I was a robot, I would have a robot boner. You know? If that makes any sense.
That's interesting. I can't say it any better.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's just, I don't know. It's weird. Just,
you get entranced by those drums though, man.
Yeah. Dude.
I think, honestly, that
was probably the only good part in this whole album was the drums.
The drums, yeah.
And there are little tidbits where they pick it up, you know?
Yeah.
But for the most part, it's a snooze fest for me, man.
You know, as a drummer, it's like I don't even know how you could tackle this. Like I saw like a lot of...
He did a great job.
He did, yeah. Like there's a lot of YouTube videos out there of people doing drum covers and stuff, and there's like certain sections that I'm like, oh, okay, I could probably play along with that. But then like Chocolate Chip Trip, what do you got to do? You got to buy all that stuff? Buy all that stuff? I don't want any of that.
Go Neopert and just have the shit built around you.
Yeah, there you go.
Robin, we need you.
All right, man. It's kind of, I think, what we've all been waiting for.
I think it's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Something about this beginning reminds me of like a Lamb of God thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
The clean part. Think of like a prettier version of Vigil, even though Vigil is kind of clean.
Yeah.
Pretty.
Like that dark... Pretty though.
It just kind of exactly.
Yeah.
Just think of that. Just more, if they were really fucking high on shrooms. That's just the tone to me.
You guys are saying it wrong. It's seven emptus.
Is that how you're saying it, dude?
I knew what it was, but
this reminds me of Undertow era Tool.
Even the vocals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what track is this?
This is the ninth.
It took me that long, especially going through the length of those other songs, to get one that I was like,
about an hour and 10 minutes to get to the song.
Dude, the vocals that he uses in the background when he's like, shame on you now.
Yeah,
that was
so
awesome.
Yeah, that's absolutely, yeah. That's Anima fucking Maynard, I think, and everything else is more Undertow.
Uh-huh.
And you even get some fucking guitar solo, like just riffing out with Adam mm-hmm. Jones. I was like, I feel like they try to touch on every piece of like the, what if they've done so far.
Right.
So.
And that could be a good sending off, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, I think this is probably what you're going to get.
This it's part is just like, finally.
Those fucking off time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's tasty. Yeah. This is a tasty ass song, man. No amount of wind could begin to cover up your petulant stench and demeanor.
That's pretty cool.
He's talking about a fart?
Yeah, exactly. Or just
like,
you know,
a fart in the wind.
Yeah. I don't know, man. And this I put on here, finally, snares are on. Like, the snare is actually... Wait, here it
nice
is.
Nice little... Shame on you.
I love that. That's awesome, man.
Dude, when they hit right, it's just... It's fucking priceless to me.
Dude... It's like you sit here and you talk it out. Like, I know you do think you do you think you'd ever flip on this?
No, I don't think you. No, this is definitely not the one for him.
Yeah,
I think most we could probably get out of him is probably Anima.
Yeah, well, I'll check that out too. Yeah. I'm excited because if you said like especially the vocals are like that, I like
this.
It.
Yeah, the first two, like it's Maynard, peak Maynard, dude. Like,
yeah,
he might be like. I'd probably put him in top five singers.
Yeah.
You go back and listen to like that old shit and really? What he can do.
He's amazing.
It's fucking
vocals,
crazy.
Yeah.
And that's where you really get to see what he shines through on.
I'm excited to check that out. I like watching him like on the stage too.
Do you ever see like those old videos, like the 10 best Maynard moments or whatever?
Yeah.
He's holding up these things. So, like he's just holding it for so fucking long. It's like, touche Maynard. Yeah. Touche. I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
That's awesome. Good one. I think so we all are in agreement here. Everybody's one mutual track that we all dig. Okay.
Yep.
Only took 9 out of the 10 to get there. And then what do we finish?
Hour 10 into it? Yeah. Is that what you said?
Mocking Beat next.
Mocking Beat? Yeah.
Which
I don't even remember that one.
Another filler.
Just, yeah, probably weird noises. And
I skipped it.
Mocking Beat.
Mock Beat. Yeah. Beat. No, it's not it.
Only 2 minutes. It's not so bad.
Yeah. I don't know.
My original intention was to go and base this not off of my feelings, but off the other Tool albums.
That's probably the safest bet. The most fairest, I would say.
Yeah. And then so that's what I was going to try to base my numbers off of.
I think it's pretty unanimous. I don't know anybody else that would say it's probably better than anything. This is probably the lowest Tool.
Yeah, well, I guess I'm not. I can't get it now. I'm gonna have a lot of work to do this week.
That's why I was gonna give it. Are we ready for that?
Ready for what?
Unless
the scores?
Yeah.
Yeah. I let's mean, do it.
Unless you got anything
fuck
else.
Fuck yeah! I'm ready. Go.
I gave it a 6.
6.
Yeah. I think 6 is pretty close to what I was thinking.
In my heart, it's a 3.
Yeah.
But Tool wise. Mm-hmm. We're not sponsored yet.
Get the fuck out of here.
Tool wise, it's a 6.
6. 8.4.
Damn.
I'm done with your reviews, dude. I don't know where the fuck you're pulling these numbers out from.
Mm-hmm.
8.4.
It touched me in certain spots, but it bored me in a lot too. But
show us in the doll where it touched you.
And where in my Tool being is where it touched me. Yeah. In the parts that I didn't
so
like
your butthole.
Yes. The parts that I didn't like, I just didn't like, but as a musician, I can't shit on that.
You got an appreciation for
it. Yeah, I appreciate
it. In a certain aspect.
Yeah.
To me, when I was listening to like Tool on Shuffle and these songs came on, I was so much more excited for them. I wonder if we just broke these the fuck up. Like, they would serve a certain
purpose.
That's
normally how I listen to music, is to just listen to the whole catalog on random. Yeah. So maybe I'd probably still skip
when I think it was when Descending came on, I was like, feeling it. But it was, like, right off of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in between here and there. So, I don't know. Like
this is one of those songs for me that, or one of these albums for me, that I cannot go in back now, and I'm going to listen to Invincible, and then I'm going to go over here. It has to be a whole experience. I just don't have the time to do it. This was my entire week.
What do you mean? Like, you want to go back and listen to the entire thing again?
Like, yeah, when I'm feeling it again, it's
got to
be.
Look at it this way. Maybe they got you exactly where they wanted you then.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't listen to this song, like, maybe that's the whole purpose. Like, maybe.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
This whole.
That's interesting. I never would have thought anybody would have said that, especially not you.
I'm like, where's my Exodus? Give it to me now. I don't know. It's it took a lot of listens and a lot of buckling down to not be.
Look, I still don't feel like I know enough about it.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest with you. So maybe I could turn a fucking corner, fall off a cliff. I have no idea.
We could always go back and revisit it in a couple of weeks. Be like, hey, are you still feeling that 8.4?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I got to give it a 6 for right now.
6 for right now? Wow.
Yeah, that's what's surprising to me. Like, there's parts I pick up on, but I can't, like I said, I can't dignify like a song. Like, I can't, if you told me how does Descending go, I wouldn't be able to tell you.
It's true, because it's the whole, I think it's, you know what, I don't know.
Numa I can do. I know I can like, da 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 da.
That's awesome. It's catchy.
Catchy and like, I don't know.
I cannot believe I, out of all of you guys,
Fear Inoculum,
I had it the high up there. It's crazy.
I thought for sure you would be no more than like a 7.
But at least you saw me being in that average area, though. It's just
it's surprising to me that you're that open to it.
I'm trying. I listen to these old reviews, and I'm like, no.
This is one of the fucking one review. I'm like, man, maybe we're coming in on this too soon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Ivan would be any different any later on. Mm-hmm. But for us, I was like, man, I don't know if I'm ready to fucking review this yet.
It's kind of hard to interpret it. So
go figure. We're usually like a month or 6 months behind on these reviews. But
yeah, and we're actually on time.
Yeah, go figure.
I don't know. But
we're getting better, people. We're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what's behind me right now. You'll know before I do. It's going to be like an eagle.
Just a Maynard's dick behind you.
Oh, no. Oh, Don. It's going to be so intimidating, and I won't understand it. Well, that's it, right? Anything else to say on this
album?
Anything
you want to touch upon?
As far as the album goes, no. Is there anything else you need to say?
No.
I want to know what you've been hiding from us.
Oh, you want to hear what I've been working
on? Yeah, what have you been working on? Who have you been talking
to? My connections I've been talking to?
Yeah.
A little gentleman by the name of Matt Demko. I think I'm saying that right. He sings in a little band called The Disaster. And if you've been following this podcast, you know it has something to do with Rob Arnold, who we're big fans of. So they were looking for people to share the music. So I reached out and we're going to share some music.
Oh, cool.
Let's do it, man. All right, guys, that is our review on Tool's Fear Inoculum. Thanks for checking it out. We will come back in a couple weeks and touch base on this to see if maybe we can sway Ivan a little bit, but I probably doubt it. I will probably change my score at least three more times. Jake will still probably need another year. Please check us out online.
Real high.
What's that?
I have to get real high.
Yeah. Check us out, wastedattention.com. Search us on Google. If there's any opinions you want to share, if you want to give us any improvements, wastedattention@gmail.com. And Ivan, as you say,
like, subscribe, hit the notification bell.
That's right. Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate your time.